Nicholas Kim Coppola was born January 7, 1964 in Long Beach, California, to August Coppola, a professor of literature, and Joy Vogelsang, a dancer and choreographer. He was raised in a Catholic family. His father was of Italian descent and his mother was of German and Polish ancestry. His paternal grandparents were composer Carmen Coppola and actress Italia Panino, and his paternal great-grandparents were immigrants from Bernalda, Basilicata. Through his father, he is a nephew of director Francis Ford Coppola and of actress Talia Shire, and the cousin of directors Roman Coppola and Sofia Coppola, film producer Gian Carlo Coppola, and actors Robert Carmen and Jason Schwartzman. Cage's two brothers are New York radio personality Mark the Cope Coppola and director Christopher Coppola. He attended Beverly Hills High School, which is known for its many alumni who became entertainers. He aspired to act from an early age and also attended UCLA School of Theater, Film and Television. His first non-cinematic acting experience was in a school production of Golden Boy. At 15 years old, he tried to convince his uncle, Francis Ford Coppola, to give him a screen test, telling him, "I'll show you acting." His outburst was met with silence in the car. By this stage of his career, Coppola had already directed Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, Gene Hackman and Robert De Niro. To avoid the appearance of nepotism as Coppola's nephew, he changed his name early in his career to Nicolas Cage, inspired in part by the Marvel Comics superhero Luke Cage. Since his film debut with a minor role in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, opposite Judge Reinhold and Sean Penn, Nicolas has appeared in a wide range of films, both mainstream and offbeat. He auditioned for the role of Dallas Winston in his uncle's film The Outsiders, based on S.E. Hinton's novel, but lost to Matt Dillon. He was also in Coppola's films Rumble Fish and Peggy Sue Got Married. Other Cage roles included appearances in the acclaimed 1987 romantic comedy film Moonstruck, also starring Cher, the Coen brothers' cult classic comedy Raising Arizona, David Lynch's 1990 film Wild at Heart, Martin Scorsese's 1999 New York City paramedic drama Bringing Out the Dead, and Ridley Scott's 2003 black comedy crime film Matchstick Men, in which he played a con artist with obsessive-compulsive disorder. Nicholas has been nominated twice for an Academy Award, winning once for his performance as a suicidal alcoholic in Leaving Las Vegas. His other nomination was for his portrayal of real-life screenwriter Charlie Kaufman and Kaufman's fictional twin Donald in adaptation. Despite these successes, most of his lower-profile films have performed poorly at the box office compared to his mainstream action-adventure roles. The suspense thriller 8mm is considered a cult film. He took the lead role in the 2001 film Captain Corelli's Mandolin and learned to play the mandolin from scratch for the part. He made his directorial debut with 2002's Sonny. In 2005, two films he headlined, Lord of War and The Weather Man, failed to find a significant audience despite nationwide releases and good reviews for his performances. The 2006 remake of The Wicker Man was very poorly reviewed, and failed to make back its $40 million budget. The much-criticized Ghost Rider, based on the Marvel Comics character, fared better, earning more than $45 million during its opening weekend and over $208 million worldwide through the weekend ending on March 25, 2007. Also in 2007, he starred in Next, which shared the concept of a glimpse into an alternate timeline with Cage's film, The Family Man. Most of Cage's movies that have achieved financial success were in the action-adventure genre. In his second highest-grossing film to date, National Treasure, he plays an eccentric historian who goes on a dangerous adventure to find treasure hidden by the founding fathers of the United States. Other action hits include The Rock, in which Cage plays a young FBI chemical weapons expert who infiltrates Alcatraz Island in the hope of neutralizing a terrorist threat, Face Off, a John Woo film where he plays both a hero and a villain, and World Trade Center, director Oliver Stone's film about the September 11th attacks. He had a small but notable role as the Chinese criminal mastermind Dr. Fu Manchu in Rob Zombie's fake trailer Werewolf Women of the SS from the B-movie double feature Grindhouse. In November 2007, Cage was spotted backstage at a Ring of Honor wrestling show in New York City researching for the lead role for the wrestler. However, Cage dropped out of production shortly afterward because he felt that he did not have enough time to prepare for the role and director Darren Aronofsky preferred Mickey Rourke for the lead role. Rourke would go on to receive an Academy Award nomination for his performance. In 2008, Nicholas appeared as Joe, a contract killer who undergoes a change of heart while on a work outing in Bangkok, in the film Bangkok Dangerous. The film is shot by the Pang brothers and has a distinctly Southeast Asian flavor. In 2009, Cage starred in the science fiction thriller Knowing, directed by Alex Proyas. In the film, he plays an MIT professor who examines the contents of a time capsule unearthed at his son's elementary school. Startling predictions found inside the capsule that has already come true lead him to believe that the world is going to end at the close of the week and that he and his son are somehow involved in the destruction. The film received mainly negative reviews but was the box office winner on its opening weekend. In 2010, Cage starred in the period piece Season of the Witch, playing a 14th-century knight transporting a girl accused of causing the Black Plague to a monastery, and The Sorcerer's Apprentice, in which he played the sorcerer. In 2012, Nicholas reprised his role in Ghost Rider's sequel Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. He voiced the character Grug Crude in the animated film The Croods, which was released in 2013. The Croods received positive reviews from critics and was a box office success, grossing $585 million against a budget of $135 million. In the same year, he starred as main character in The Frozen Ground, a thriller crime drama film directed and written by Scott Walker in his directorial debut. Based on the crimes of real-life Alaskan serial killer Robert Hansen, the film depicts an Alaskan state trooper, played by Cage, seeking to apprehend Hansen by partnering with a young woman, who escaped from Hansen's clutches. The film has received mixed reviews, though Cage's performance was cited as a highlight and solid. In 2013, he also starred in Joe, an independent crime drama film directed and co-produced by David Gordon Green, adaptation from Larry Brown's 1991 novel of the same name. In this film, Nicolas Cage is a tormented man who hires a 15-year-old boy and protects him from his abusive father. The film premiered at the 70th Venice International Film Festival on August 30, 2013, with a subsequent screening at the 2013 Toronto International Film Festival. It was a box office flop, grossing only $2.36 million from a $4 million budget, but received critical acclaim from critics, who praised Cage's performance and Green's direction. Cage starred alongside Selma Blair and Ann Winters in Brian Taylor's horror comedy film, Mom and Dad, which premiered in the Midnight Madness section at the 2017 Toronto International Film Festival. It was released in theaters on January 19, 2018, and received positive reviews from critics, with review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes defining his performance as over the top. Director John Waters appreciated the film, naming Mom and Dad as one of the best movies of 2018, placing it fourth on his personal top list. In 2018, Cage starred in the action thriller film, Mandy, which premiered on January 19 at the 2018 Sundance Film Festival. Nick Allen of RogerEbert.com praised the movie, writing that, "For all of the endless feral performances that Cage has given, in movies good, bad and forgettable, Cosmatos style-driven, 80s-tastic passion for weird worlds and characters takes full advantage of Cage's greatness, and then some." In October, Mandy's producer Elijah Wood announced the intention to sizing up an Oscar campaign for Nicolas Cage and for composer Johan Johansson, but the film was disqualified because it was also released on VOD on September 14. Later that year, Nicolas voiced Superman in the animated film Teen Titans Go! To the movies. He had originally been slated to portray Superman in Tim Burton's cancelled Superman film, Superman Lives, in the 1990s. He also voiced Peter Parker, Spider-Man Noir in Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse. Cage based his character, a dark and monochromatic alternate version of Peter Parker from a 1930s universe, on the films of Humphrey Bogart, specifically the voices of actors from that era such as James Cagney and Edward G. Robinson. For his contributions to the film industry, Cage was inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1998 with a motion picture star located at 7021 Hollywood Boulevard. In May 2001, Cage was awarded an honorary doctorate in fine arts by California State University, Fullerton. He spoke at the commencement ceremony. Cage has also been nominated for an Academy Award twice. He won an Academy Award for Best Actor for his role in the film Leaving Las Vegas in 1995. He was nominated for a second one for his role in the film adaptation in 2002. He also won a Golden Globe Award, Screen Actors Guild Award and many more awards for Leaving Las Vegas. He has received nominations by the Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild and BAFTA for his film's adaptation, Honeymoon in Vegas and Moonstruck. He has also won and been nominated for many other awards. We hope you have enjoyed reading Nicolas Cage biography, and we hope it's inspired you to new discoveries. If you liked our video, please like and leave a comment. Also, please subscribe to our channel to always be the first to know about new videos.